This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City, Missouri School District closed nearly 30 schools in 2010. Today, some of those buildings are in limbo while others have been sold or leased or mothballed for future use. In Midtown, the former Westport Middle School, classrooms where students used to work on projects are now ready for entrepreneurs. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
You could say it all started in a harsh and unpredictable place.
The collaborative work environment I actually discovered by accident in Antarctica.
Architect Bob Birkebeil in the early 1990s traveled to McMurdo Station in Antarctica as part of a National Science Foundation team. The research center had just gotten tech upgrades, but with budget constraints, a handful of departments had to consolidate computer labs into one shared space.
I'm arriving 1 year later. There'd been seven major breakthroughs that year, all of which occurred in the computer lab.
Birkebeil says it wasn't the technology, it was the diversity of the people.
So a microbiologist is sitting next to a geologist and next to a physicist, and all of a sudden, interesting conversations are taking place and breakthroughs are occurring, and a lot of those resulted in major shifts.
Over the last 25 years, Birkebeil's firm, BNIM Architects, has designed collaborative spaces. This includes a transformation of the former Westport Middle School. Cozy chairs and small meeting rooms and lots of open desks fill the annex of the former school, just a few blocks east of 39th and Main. Now called PlexPod Westport Commons, it's a co-working space for startups, nonprofits, and freelancers. Two 20-somethings are taking a break, playing ping pong. Bob Birkebeil's development company, KC Sustainable Development Partners, first presented plans to the community nearly 5 years ago for two vacant schools, Westport Middle School and Westport High School. The middle school is the first phase of the project.
And the space we're in was a very dark library. All this daylight you see, we've inserted. So that big wall of glass was not there.
Gerald Smith of PlexPod was recruited as a partner. Smith was looking to replicate the success of his co-working space in Lenexa. He says he's seen a lot of growth in entrepreneurship in Kansas City.
You know, I see a lot of the comparisons, you know, with Silicon Valley or Austin or Boulder or these types of places. And that's great. But the opportunity we have here is to really come into our own.
In the metro area, about a dozen co-working spaces now stretch from North Kansas City to Lee's Summit. Smith says across the country, there's a changing workforce with more independent, freelance, and contract workers.
But what the data has proven to us, if those startups and those entrepreneurs will find a place to connect with other entrepreneurs, you know, that's the secret sauce.
John Fine is setting up his year-old business, Firebrand Ventures, at PlexPod Westport Commons. It's an investment fund with a focus on capital for early-stage startups.
Really trying to, you know, redefine what a Midwest investor is and hopefully have a positive connotation with that term and have them just be very, not just accessible, but responsive as well.
Fine managed the TechStar program for the Sprint Accelerator for 3 years, and he'll take on a similar role here, creating talks, panels, and workshops to bring entrepreneurs together.
You know, every successful startup community in this country has one thing in common, and that is a hub.
We've kept most of the lockers. Part of the whole historic vibe.
And the chalkboards, too. PlexPod's Gerald Smith shows off classrooms converted into dedicated workspaces, meeting rooms, and open desks. As he walks along the hallway, Smith says there's a mix of new and old.
So this vaulted ceiling with all the emboss work and the glazing, it's just the way it was in 1923-24. Except for this modern lighting.
While people have already started working here, three more floors and a coffee shop will open up soon. Smith expects as many as 400 members to set up shop in the former middle school. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.